What are offer mills and why should you steer clear of them? Hello, my name is Jim Wade. I'm a tax attorney here in Maine, and welcome to Tax Resolution Talk. In this episode, we're going to be discussing one of the IRS's dirty dozen. These are the top 12 tax scams and schemes out there where firms or people try to take advantage of taxpayers. And one of the new entries is offer mills. These are companies that sell taxpayers who have a tax problem on the idea that they can settle their tax debt for less than the full amount. Originally, they used to have ads that would say, hey, you can sell this for pennies on the dollar. Now they say, well, for the least amount legally possible or for up to 85% of what you owe. These companies are not at all concerned about your actual financial situation. And so they'll file these offers without doing any of the due diligence work. What you're going to understand is the IRS is not a used car salesman. You just can't say, hey, let's make a deal. I very often have someone come in who owes money to the IRS, and their first instinct is, what can we settle this for? How do I get out of paying the full amount? And 9 times out of 10, this person has enough assets that they could pay off the IRS. They have a home, they have a retirement account, or they make really good money. I don't know why, but people generally think that anything can be settled. Not so with the IRS, because they look at two big things. What do you have for assets, and what are you making for net household income? That's your income less your allowable expenses. And really not a place to get into it right here because it gets kind of complicated, but it's not, hey, I'm going to settle this for 10% of what I owe or 25% of what I owe. But these companies convince people that, hey, you give us money, we'll submit an offer, and we'll settle it. And I will tell you that a great many people get taken in by this scam. And unfortunately for these companies, it's like shooting fish in a barrel because many people, they have these large tax debts and they have no idea how they're ever going to deal with it. And now you've got this offer of, hey, we can settle it for less than what you owe. And they grasp at it. So just be aware that if you have someone offering to settle your tax debt and they haven't asked you about your particular situation, they haven't gone over any other possible resolutions for it. I've talked about this in previous podcasts, but hey, you know, you can resolve your tax debts through a payment plan. You may qualify for hardship status, where the IRS will sort of back off collections. Doesn't make the debt go away, but they'll back off. You may even be able to do bankruptcy. An offer is just one of the tools that can be used. But these companies often will pitch that, hey, we can settle your tax debts. Also sort of going along with these exaggerated claims, you know, many times these companies don't even do the proper work to submit an offer. And the IRS will reject these sort of out of hand. And then if you want to make an offer, you got to pay and then file another one. It's never happened to my clients, but there have been other people that I've heard where they will pick up a client who has submitted 2, 3, 4 offers previously to the IRS through one of these offer mills. So you don't want to get into that boat. So exaggerated claims, usually a hallmark. You know, they take your money and ask for a couple documents and they submit them. The next time you hear from them is when they say, oh, well, there's some problems. We need more money. What you're really looking for is if someone is offering to help you resolve your tax debts, someone who's a tax professional is going to start the conversation with you if you have a tax problem is, okay, I hear that you owe taxes. Well, let's look at your situation. You know, what do you own for assets? What do you have for income? What do you have for expenses? You're going to get sort of that question and answer period. After that, they're going to start asking you for documents. They're going to want to look at bank statements. They're going to want to know about what do you have for real estate? What do you have for retirement? Cars, trucks. If you've got a business, they want to know what your profit and loss is. And once they're done doing all of that, then they're going to say, okay, here is your situation, and these are the options that are available to you. The offer will be one of the possible resolutions. They're going to give you an opportunity to choose which one's which. and then explain the pros and cons of each. You know, these offer mills never tell you about the 5 years that you need to, you know, following the acceptance of the offer, you know, that you need to file all your taxes on time and pay all your taxes on time. Miss one of those years, you end up breaking the offer and you start right back where you were before. Plus, you've got these accrued interest and penalties that have been building up that come back into existence. So, you know, that's what you're looking for. Someone who really looks at your situation and tries to see what's the best option. It's never, this is the option that we're going to shoot for, and everything else, you know, it doesn't matter. So the IRS actually has a website where you can do, I think it's called the pre-qualifier tool. And then you can put your information in to see if maybe you qualify. I can't vouch for the complete accuracy of that tool. Some people have told me that it doesn't always give you the correct answer that it's told people who they've made offers for and that are accepted, so that, hey, you don't qualify. And then some people, it says you qualify when it turns out you don't. So just be aware. But it is there for you to check. I never use it because, generally speaking, I just do it all in my head. And sometimes I'll have an Excel spreadsheet that I'll put that information in. But it's there for you to try out. With that, that's pretty much the long and short of offer mills. So just be aware. If you've got someone who contacts you and says, hey, I can help you settle your tax debt, and they're telling you that they can settle it for a certain percentage of what you owe without doing any research, run. Run fast. You don't want to get involved with these folks, because oftentimes they take a lot of money up front and good luck getting it back. The IRS doesn't care that you paid someone who failed. They still want their money, and you best get someone who knows what they're doing. So I hope you all have a great week, and if you or someone you know has a tax problem, you can contact me at 207-502-7181, or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com, and that's jwade, W-A-D-E, at J-D, and that's D as in Donald, wadelaw.com. If you have any suggestions or would like me to talk about something in the future, you have my contact information, let me know. Glad to take requests. And with that, everyone have a great day.